morning and welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast of the big news story. Today we will discuss the concerns raised over the delimitation exercise in Assam. Opposition parties in Assam have criticized the ongoing delimitation exercise in the state being conducted by the Election Commission, alleging it to be predetermined and politically motivated and a possible cause of deprivation of Assamese people from justice. A team of EC officials led by Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar was on a three-day visit to Assam beginning Sunday to monitor the exercise, which sees the readjustment of Assembly and Lok Sabha constituencies to represent changes in population. While Kumar, in a press conference Tuesday, said that the delimitation will see no change in the number of Assembly and Lok Sabha seats in Assam, 126 and 14 respectively, he admitted that concerns have been raised over why the EC was using the 2001 census figures and not the last census figures of 2011. The delimitation in Assam comes in the backdrop of existing concerns and debate on the finality of the National Register of Citizens, NRC. Published on 31 August 2019, the final NRC had excluded 19.22 lakh people out of nearly 3.3 crore applicants, 6% of the state's population. The process of delimitation requires Parliament to first enact a Delimitation Act under Article 82 and Clause 3 of Article 170 of the Constitution. Once the Act is in effect, the Union Government creates a Delimitation Commission entrusted with the power to redraw the boundaries of each Assembly and Lok Sabha seat, considering a recent census. The process is to ensure each seat has an almost equal number of voters. Explaining why the EC was conducting the exercise and not the Delimitation Commission, Kumar cited Section 8A of the Representation of People Act 1950. If the president is satisfied that the situation and conditions prevailing in the states of Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Manipur or Nagaland are conducive for the conduct of delimitation exercise, he may, by order, rescind the deferment order issued under the provisions of Section 10A of the Delimitation Act 2002, 33 of 2002, in relation to that state and provide for the conduct of delimitation exercise in the state by the Election Commission, he said. On why the delimitation exercise in Assam was using the census 2001 figures instead of the latest census 2011 and why the number of seats won't be increased, Kumar cited Article 173 of the Constitution, which states, upon the completion of each census, the total number of seats in the Legislative Assembly of each state and the division of each state into territorial constituencies shall be readjusted by such authority and in such manner as Parliament may by law determine. He further said that in the present case, that law is Section 8A of the Representation of People Act 1950. Which refers to the Delimitation Act of 2002, which in turn uses the 2001 census as the basis for delimitation. The delimitation exercise in Assam was thus being carried out under constitutional and legal provisions, the CEC assured. Opposition parties in Assam have, however, questioned whether a delimitation based on the 2001 census will serve any meaningful purpose. Section 8A only allows reorientation and rules out any change in the total number of parliamentary and assembly constituencies. At a press meet in Guwahati Tuesday, Assam Pradesh Congress Committee President Bhupen Bora alleged that the Election Commission is involved in match-fixing with CM Hemanta Biswa Sarma's Bharatiya Janata Party-led National Democratic Alliance government while undertaking the delimitation exercise. The party had on Monday turned down the EC invitation for a meeting on the delimitation exercise for the third time. While Chief Minister Sarma had clarified a week back that the state government was not involved in the delimitation process either directly or indirectly, the opposition doesn't seem to be convinced. Kumar has meanwhile tried to address the concerns of stakeholders, insisting that the EC wants to make it a participatory and inclusive process. Meanwhile, the Congress has been raising the issue of the state government merging four state districts with four others in January, even before the delimitation exercise was done. Among other parties, the regional PLP submitted a memorandum to the CEC Monday, stating that the delimitation should be taken up only after a correct voter list with registered genuine citizens is prepared. And the priority for the government is to ensure that no foreign nationals find place in the NRC. The print has a copy of the memorandum. The PLP has raised concerns as to why the delimitation was happening just before the 2024 parliamentary elections and on the basis of the 2021 census records, when the delimitation of the parliamentary and assembly constituencies for the entire country will take place in 2026. Another regional party, the Raijor Dal, in a press statement Monday, said that it had submitted facts and proofs to the EC to suggest that there had been no change in the reasons for which the delimitation was deferred in 2008. The party also alleged that the BJP government has decided to merge a few districts with their parent districts so that the population composition of the majority of constituencies would be favorable to them for creating new voter bases. Talking about his meetings with political parties, civil societies, and ethnic groups, Kumar said that there has been an understanding to get this exercise completed. We have held discussions with almost 60 to 65 organizations apart from political parties, and constructive suggestions have come, suggesting there is an understanding to get this exercise completed, he said. That's all I have for you today, but we will be watching the developments in Assam closely and bring you all the latest. This is Disha Bakshi at The Print, bringing you this podcast, The Print AM.